To order, it is Monday, April 25th, 2022. The time is approximately 1:43 p.m. Before we begin, I want to thank Shannon McCain, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Talia Ames from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Eastman, Representative Vance, Representative Price Tompkins, Representative Drummond, Representative Kirka, my Vice Chair, Representative Snyder, and myself, Representative Clayman. We have a quorum to conduct business and a full committee. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 7, State Trooper Policies Public Access, sponsored by Senator Gray Jackson. This is the second hearing of the bill in the House Judiciary Committee. Our office did not receive any amendments to Senate Bill 7. That brings Senate Bill 7 back before the committee. I'm going to take final comments, giving members, as is the practice, one opportunity to make final comments, limited to three members each, and we'll start with Representative Kirka. Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Snyder, Representative Drummond, Representative Vance, Representative Eastman.
Thank you. I appreciate the brevity of the bill, and I think that there's something to be said for public access to information. I will say, though, having worked in law enforcement, I'm somewhat concerned that there is some discretion that I think the law enforcement professionals should have in terms of what to publish and when to publish it and how to publish it. I'm not aware of any bad decisions on the part of law enforcement as far as hiding or failing to disclose information that should be public, but there's a lot of information that might seem innocuous. What time shift, starts and stops and so forth. Just things like this that the public might have a value in knowing or maybe not, but certainly someone who is trying to take advantage of the process would value knowing. So I'm just concerned that there's probably information that we haven't caught up in the exemptions that it would just be really good for someone who is trying to break the law and not to have access to. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I have no comments. So Representative Snyder, may I have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move version 32-LS0058/B of Senate Bill 7 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 7 moves from committee. Please stay behind to sign the paperwork. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Wednesday, April 27 at 1 p.m., and we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:46 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.